Om Shanti. 16th January 2020. The effort for today. Practice. Entering your physical body and enabling your physical organs to perform all tasks. Enter it when you want and become detached from it when you want. In 1 second, adopt the body, and in 1 second, renounce the consciousness of the body and become bodiless. This practice is the basis of your avyakta stage. So Baba is telling a new task, a new drill, a new practice, a new abhyas. Enter the body, perform all the tasks in 1 second, and then in another second, just renounce it, throw it away, become bodiless. This practice will make you avyakt. So, this is today's drill, spiritual drill. 1 second. Is it a very short time or very long time? 1 second. Sometimes even seconds become very long. So time is in fact relative. If suppose a child is sick and mother is taking care of the child, the whole night is very big. And if you meet an old friend and they sit together and chit chat, and they chit chat the whole night, in the morning they will still feel how fast the time has gone away. So, time is relative. It depends upon person, situation, place. Time is not absolute. For a student to sit in the school in some particular class of mathematics, the time becomes very long. He is waiting for the bell to ring. And when he comes home and he watches his favorite movie or match, the time is very short. So it depends on your interest, your perspective about time. Time becomes short, time becomes long. Baba is talking about 1 second. Do this drill in 1 second. 1 second is also a long time. There was a court case going on, and in that court, in one room, a murder had happened, and all the accused were there. Right now in the court, but when that murder took place, it was just 3 minutes time. When the person who got murdered, he was present, and the next moment he was not there. And all those who were suspected, they had only 3 minutes to perform this task. So it was very difficult, because people were not ready to accept that just in 2-3 minutes somebody can go somebody and do something and come back, and the distance is long. So It was, everybody was opposing, though it will take more time. It's very small time. So the judge did one thing. He said, now, all of you just stand up and sit in meditation for 3 minutes and give donation of peace to the soul who has departed. So they all sat up, the whole audience, and they started, they observed 3 minutes silence. But within 1 minute, people started opening the eyes, and they were restless, and they were thinking, when this 3 minutes will get over. So at the end of 3 minutes, the judge said, sit down. And he said, how were the 3 minutes? They said, they were very long. And the argument was that it is difficult to do this task in just 3 minutes. The person is here, the accused is here, and somebody is there. So how this can be done in just 3 minutes? So 3 minutes is a long time. So time is relative. Time is not absolute. If you are interested in something, time is short. If you are not interested in something, time is long. When we can stop the time? I said, we can lengthen the time, we can shorten the time. But when is that the time becomes what it is? Is there such a stage also? Where the time is what it is. That is the stage of a yogi. That's the stage where you are in detached observer, sakshi. You are, for you, time is neither short nor big. It is what it is. So Baba is saying, today's task, today's homework, today's effort, in 1 second, enter the body. And in 1 second, get out of the body. So enter the body in 1 second and get out of the body in 1 second. How to perform this drill? And this is not just theory. Baba says, this practice, though looks very simple, though looks very ordinary, commonplace, almost a cliche, which we have heard multiple times, but this is a very deep practice. Why? Because soul has stuck to this body from very long time, and soul doesn't want to leave the body, and that's why the greatest fear that surrounds the mankind is the fear of death, and the fear of disease, and the fear of pain, and the fear of misery. The moment even if a needle is pricked to this body, we wince in pain. This wincing in pain is because we don't want anything uncomfortable to the body. Any discomfort, any inconvenience, any pain, any misery, any mortal suffering creates anguish in the soul. We are 100% attached to this body. And the greatest love if we have for anything in the world, it is for this body. There are multiple murlis where Baba had asked, which is this thing which the soul loves the most? And the answer was body. So even 1 second detachment from this body, even 1 second detachment is so powerful. The moment the soul goes out of the body, it is filled with power. These ghosts, spirits, why they are so powerful? Evil spirits, because they are without body. The moment the soul goes out, it becomes powerful. Even the visualization, even the experience that I am something which is not this body, fills the soul with power. Otherwise, you keep on shouting and begging for power, and the power doesn't come. If you want to become powerful, get detached from the body. Try going out of this body. So we have just 1 second for going out and then coming inside. So what to do in this 1 second? What tasks can be done in 1 second? Yes. I am here. 1 second I go out and another second I come down. So what are the things we can do in 1 second? Remember home. So remembrance of home. Go, enter the home and come back. Go, enter the home, see it, how it is and come back. Even this much practice will help. There is a cumulative effect. Small thing will add up and will make the big. So there is a cumulative effect. Small practices throughout the day will keep on adding, and by the end of the day you will become powerful. In the similar manner, when you don't do any practice, negative thoughts pile upon one after another. Morning you are powerful, but after some time, when you get free after Murli, or enter the karma kshetra, enter the field of work, negative start pouring, negative one negative after another, another negative, another. There is a heap of negativity. First a hillock, and then a mountain, and then an Himalaya of negativity is created by the end of the day. And with that mountain, you become restless. And restlessness takes one to the digital world, and where the vices enter. And one falls down. And there is a resultant depression and loss of total purusharth. So just as negative pile after another, waste, one waste, another waste, third waste, fourth waste, one negative, third negative, fourth, fifth, tenth, and then the whole storehouse of negativity is created within. And with that storehouse of negativity, one becomes uneasy, restless. And that restlessness invites vices. Through the digital world, and one falls prey to all the vices, is victimized, and the result is guilt consciousness. Then next day, no Amrit Vela, no churning of knowledge, going away from the gathering, laziness, slothfulness, and loss of enthusiasm. This is what happens. So just as negative pile upon itself, in the similar manner, small positive practices, small practices of detachment from the body, they pile up. And by the end of the day, you are not weak but powerful. So in 1 second, do what? Remember home. Second, what to do in 1 second? What are the tasks that can be done in 1 second? Good morning. Okay. So talking. Next. Touch him and come back. Touch him and come back. Feel how easy. Soft, hard. Palpable, not palpable. Feel the pulse. Regular, irregular, some ectopics. Fourth, I am a soul, not the body. This is a very powerful thought, because we live in 100% body consciousness. A drop of soul consciousness is like a nectar in the poison of ocean of body consciousness. I am a soul. What else?
Change the body. Change the dress.
From this body, jump into the body of an angel. And from the body of an angel, swing into the body of a deity, and from the body of a deity swing into some temple as a chosen deity, and from them again enter into the body of a Brahmin, and then again into angel. So keep on changing the bodies, jumping from one body into another body. So then what else? In 1 second. 1 second is when I'm talking, 1 second is gone.
See the body.
Which body?
Detach.
Okay, get detached and see the body. So get detached from the body, look at it from a distance. Just get away and see it. What is it? A bone, a bag of bones and muscles. What else? Go to? Acha, go in front of the devotees and give them divine visions. So in 1 second, give divine visions and come back. What else?
Silent.
In 1 second, become silence. Pin drop silence. Enter into that soundless, speechless, communicationless, soundless, noiseless, silent stage. Total hush. Next, what else? Five forms. Practice of five forms. Okay, what else?
Journey.
Come to Madhuban and go to Shanti Dham, Shanti Stamp, and derive powers. Go to History Hall, drive out all the waste. Go to Baba's room, become like the father. Go to the hut and converse with him. What else?
Receive power,
receive virtue, get knowledge, get intellect. God is the ocean of intelligence. He is the ocean of intelligence. If you feel that I am not intelligent, these other people are very intelligent. Tvarit buddhi, they have instant intellect. And my intellect is less powerful. I cannot remember things. I cannot solve problems. I feel difficult. If there is a meeting going on and there is suddenly somebody ask you something, I can't answer immediately. I need some time. Maybe few hours I churn and then I can answer. So if you want instant intellect, if you want an intellect which can solve all the problems, an intellect for which nothing, an intellect which never gets confounded, confused by anything. If you feel I have that intellect, my intellect is weak, my intellect is not refined, my intellect is poor, my intellect is, I can't remember, I can't rationalize, I can't judge, I find it difficult to discriminate, I often confuse things, I can't imbibe, I can't understand. All the seven functions of intellect. Jidduvarim. These seven functions of the intellect. Judge, imbibe, discriminate, decision, understand, rationalize, memorize. Murli is there. And if somebody asks me what was there in yesterday's Murli? Clean, bold. So, memorization is the function of intellect. Very strong intellect will memorize things very fast. Read once and you know what is it. You don't have to sit hours together. Learning by rote, committing to the memory, reading it multiple times and then again forgetting. That means you are not very much connected with the ocean of intelligence. God is the ocean of intelligence. He is the bestower of divine intellect. Divya Buddhi Pradata. So touch, get touched, in touch with him. And immediately the shower of intelligence will happen. Because throughout the day we have to take so many decisions. Suddenly a new case comes, a new example, a new problem pop up. what decision to take. So throughout the day we have to take decisions. Throughout the day we have to discern people, because they come and deceive. Throughout the day we have to imbibe things. Throughout the day we have to judge sometimes. Throughout the day we have to understand, rationalize, memorize. So in 1 second, go to the ocean of intelligence, touch him, extract all the intelligence and come back. This 1 second. And especially when you have a very tough moment, you aren't understanding what to do, stop for a moment, pause, connect to the ocean of intelligence, come back. So get connected with the ocean of intelligence in 1 second. What else? Go and tell Baba, I am okay. I am okay. Okay means? All is well. Okay means? Everything is fine. Okay means? I have no complaints. Okay means? You relax. Don't worry about me. Okay means? I can take care of myself. Okay means? What is today's slogan? Who has heard the Murli? Okay means? O means point. K means kingdom. O means zero. Zero means I am a soul. So OK means soul consciousness, and OK means kingdom, remembering the kingdom. So Baba, I am remembering you and your inheritance. OK means everything is alright. OK means no garbage, no disturbance. OK means everything is fine, everything is OK, everything is going on smoothly, everything is as per Srimad. OK means no mixed charity, no contamination. Bhaman mat paramat. Okay means like the father. Okay means similar to the father. Okay means follow father. So go to him and tell him I am okay. You need not to care, worry about me. You can think about others. I am fine. So father loves the children who come and say everything is okay. You be relaxed. So father says, okay, I have to take care of other people. Because they aren't good. They aren't well. So this is today's practice. What to do? Practice entering your physical body. Enter and go out. Enter and go out. Entry, exit. Entry, exit. Entrance and exit. Enabling your physical organs to perform all tasks. Enter into it when you want and become detached from it when you want. In 1 second, adopt the body. In 1 second, renounce the consciousness of the body and become bodyless. So main task is to become bodyless. No body. Suppose I am here and body is lost. So what should come out from my mind? Where is my body? Where is my body? I am missing my hand. My hand is not there. My legs are not there. Where are my eyes? I can't see. Where am I? Bodyless means disappearance of body. No body. The body has dissolved. In today's Murli, Baba said, this body is the statue of 5 elements of soil, putala. This practice is the basis, is the foundation, is the support of that avyakt state.